Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already the 21st of October. Wow, October 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our blueprint, our guide, if you will. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And furthermore, we're absolutely encouraged by the incredible checks and balances our founding fathers put in place. That's one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips for solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back. Faith-filled, by the way, as we do so. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Yesterday, we had on Eldon Stahl with us, field coordinator for the John Birch Society. We also had on Kelly Finnegan with the Honest Money Report. We talked about constitutional currency. We talked about a Bloomberg economics model by the end of 2023 or October 2023 predicts a 100% recession. The price of candy, chewing gum, and other sweets at the highest level ever recorded, ladies and gentlemen, as inflation skyrockets. We talked about the deep state is rapidly moving towards a compulsory digital dollar. Global diesel shortage, they say, may get worse ahead of the winter, says Bloomberg. Social Security, they say, has a big 8% increase coming, but it's only big if you believe the inflation is only 8%. If you're convinced like we are that it's over 17%, that big ain't too big anymore. It doesn't even keep up, and neither does whatever your salary is, unless you got at least a 17%+ raise last year. If you got a 17% raise, then you're probably about on par. Otherwise, you're losing ground. Biden's Department of State spent more than $20,000 on drag performances in Ecuador to promote diversity and inclusion. It's a disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. But that's what you have. Now, they all want you to believe it's okay because they say, don't worry, inflation brings lower tax rates if your salary is not kept pace with inflation. So you're all good, they say, if you aren't making enough money or if you're going backwards, it's all good because taxes will, what, bail you out? Is that the deal? Anyway, that's the economic update. And without further ado, Dr. Scott Bradley with us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast, Dr. Bradley.
Well, thank you. As I listened to that, again, a litany of ointed awfuls, each one of them is kind of a great temptation to me as a shiny object to spend time on. But, you know, it's interesting to me that they'll probably make a big deal. What is it, 18 days to the election, they say, which is really, really, really not correct. Almost everywhere, including my little local area, sent out the paper ballots a week or so ago. People are voting even as we speak. The nefarious, dastardly scheme of theft of elections is underway even as we speak. And so the 8th of November really is kind of a, you know, an illusion. One of the reasons I'm super sensitive to that is that we've spent the last few days trying to regain some nefarious things that happened in our local election by some that hold power and know how to manipulate the system. They used taxpayer dollars to publish and endorse and facilitate and encourage the voting in favor of one of their favorite little, you know, pet projects without any advance notice that anybody it was happening. Some of us, such as myself, I would have written opposing positions in regards to it. But they sent out the taxpayer-funded review of it with only favorable remarks, nothing against it. And those are the kind of things that happen. we're trying to push back now at great expense because we don't, well, who would have said the taxpayers should have to pay for my argument, but at least it would have been nice to have it go out at the same time with no additional expense for it. But that's the kind of thing that's going on right now, the early election kind of thing. I mean, they land on somebody's front porch, they go and send it back in, and then some scandalous thing comes out, whether it's some immoral act by a incumbent or something. But no, the votes are already in, folks. It's already been sent down. This entire election thing has absolutely been completely... It's been spun and twisted in every way that can cause a scandal.
Well, there's no question. The FBI literally promoting stories that are fraudulent about Donald Trump until they knew intelligently that it wasn't factual, but they perpetuated it anyway and co-opted the media into their agenda. Then they spiked stories on Hunter and Joe so that they wouldn't become in the news. They're just absolutely distorting the news to manipulate elections. FBI in bed with the media to do it. Now Joe Biden literally... draining the oil reserves, that's a debatable discussion in the first place about oil reserves, but ahead of the election to lower gas prices, the block of discussions of reality on the crisis on the border ahead of the elections. I mean, they're literally committing election fraud in every way possible. We bring it up and then they say, hey, without evidence, we talk about election fraud. Well, this Connex gentleman, Mr. Yu, literally got arrested. Not too long ago. I mean, how much more evidence do we have to give than arrests, Dr. Bradley?
Well, there's just a plethora. At every blink of the eye and turn of the head, you can come across everything you need to have if you're honestly willing to receive it. There's a willing ignorance that's happening. And, it's have you stopped beating your wife yet, Sam? I mean, the kinds of questions they're asking are just... They dig a hole and they say, we've buried them in that a long time. When I was in talking to our county clerk the other day, 2 days ago, in his office about some of the egregious injustices that had been done in how they're handling our local election, on his desk was a pamphlet I asked him about. It's interesting. He had a picture of Clarence Thomas looking over his shoulder, and he had, things, books there that say, oh, yeah, I'm a principled guy that stands with correct government and everything. I made a point of it. You got Clarence Thomas looking over your shoulder there. Do you think that ought to affect the way you're doing your business? He had on his desk a pamphlet about, and the exact title eludes me, but it was something to the effect, how the FBI protects the integrity of your elections. And I tapped it on his desk and I said, I'd like to talk with you about how they are really protecting, or are they facilitating?
Well, and what authority does the FBI even have regarding elections?
Agreed.
Too?
Agreed.
Where's the written documentation about what the FBI's authority is, and who granted that authority, and what authority do they have to grant that authority? Sorry to sound so strange about that, but those are the real questions to ask, right?
Absolutely. There's zero authority to intervene whatsoever by the FBI. And if you go back and you read the original intent of the American Founding Fathers regarding elections, it was their intent that those elections will be handled by the states and localities. And that layer of protection prevented this vast kind of undertow that happened. It's been happening a long time, but 2020 really brought it to a head.
Well, the intention was that if every election was dealt with locally or on the level that it related to, meaning jurisdictional boundaries, then even if you had election fraud, say, in Pennsylvania or in a given county in Pennsylvania, you wouldn't have election fraud all over the country. And what they've turned this into is everything is now federal when it comes to elections. Federal investigators are going to appear at the election. Federal FBI agents are going to make sure of this and that. FBI agents are going to use, in my opinion, illegal extradition to try to get people into D.C., so they can go ahead and say what they want. We interviewed Weston Martinez yesterday, who happens to be an arbitrator and a government affairs strategist, vice president of business development with a law firm, etc. He created a website called voterfbi.org, Dr. Bradley, and this voterfbi.org documents how fraudulent the FBI is and how the violation of extradition laws has been engaged in by the FBI when they bring all these January 6 people to Washington, D.C., lock them in a prison, deny them due process, claim they're guilty. You know, they just sit and rot there. You know, it's crazy. We talked about the role in of sheriffs in local elections. Election laws are different in every state for a reason, to make your very point. You know, federal agents are trying to show up on election day to try to control all this, but they don't have any authority at all. The role of sheriffs as chief law enforcement officers should be protecting the chain of custody when it comes to elections, chain of custody meaning in ballots. They should be protecting and watching poll watchers. They can deputize poll watchers or from the posse or from their own deputies. Folks, when the feds are operating outside the law and appearing there, sheriffs can literally escort them off the premises. Feds have no authority to usurp poll watchers whatsoever. Voting machine reliabilities are a big concern. Are these machines certified and classified as, quote, industrial equipment? There's laws that relate to that kind of stuff. So there's all, I mean, it just doesn't end. And the more we study about this, the more we dig in, the more fraud, the more outside the law votes we find, Doctor.
Well, and I know we're running out of time this first segment, but honestly, the original intent of the American Founding Fathers, again, was to have it locally owned and operated, if you will. But if we can spend a minute or two on the after the break, I want to give you a bigger thing to chew on and worry about, because it's going United Nations, kids.
I understand, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this issue with people are disappearing. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You think elections are bad with the general government getting involved where they have no authority, the federal government, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's going international, Dr. Bradley.
Well, I mean, it's very much on that trajectory. And again, going back to the original intent, the right into the Constitution, who sets the rules and regulations, and every step that's happened has been to federalize it, if you will, to bring it to the general government. And so every one is another encroachment of the effort since the 2020 election, of course, has been to canonize the debauchery of the 2020 election. But it's interesting to me that internationally, we've talked on this show about the Chinese police agencies that are going to like New York and so on. But there's other things, and our good friend Chuck Baldwin has published a deal about a gun show that went on up in Montana And the Canadians and the feds were there taking pictures of people's license plates. And so what were the Canadians doing there? And so, you know, and the, you look at the regional arrangements of the United Nations, and we could talk at length out of Chapter 8 of the United Nations Charter about regional arrangements and how those things are arms of the United Nations. And so, you know, NATO and the European Union and the North American Union that they've been working on since George W., well, at least it was very prominent in that time, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And you say, but what the heck does this do with elections or policing? Well, Utah has authorized non-citizens to be police officers. And if you look in Chapter 16 of the United Nations Charter, Articles 104 and 105, let me just read you a couple of really quick statements out of that. Think about this for a minute. The organization, meaning the United Nations, shall enjoy in the territory of each of its members such legal capacity as may be necessary for the exercise of the functions and the fulfillment of its purposes. Okay, so just stop for a minute. The United Nations is ultimately designed to be the form of governance that will run the world, okay? And so the fulfillment of its functions, could they come in someday and say, oh, no, you know, the FBI has been watching your poll watchers, but that isn't really good enough. You need international involvement. Now, again, all of this is clear back until 1648. The Westphalian Treaty would say, no, they can't do that. But they've been moving towards this quickly. In Article 105, let's read point one. The organization, meaning the United Nations, shall enjoy in the territory of each of its members such privileges and immunities as are necessary for the fulfillment of its purposes. Purpose is to bring about world government, people. Point two, representatives of the members of the United Nations and officials of the organization shall similarly enjoy such privileges and immunities as are necessary for the independent exercise of their functions in connection with the organization, meaning the United Nations. People, you need to understand, the chains have been forged. They're being placed upon us. I'll give you an example. Again, out of Salt Lake City, our home state and the capital city of our state, here a few years ago, they had a United Nations conference that happened. They took the big conference center there. Some people I know personally and well went there with valid press credentials to do reporting on it. And they filmed an interaction they had in the entrance to that. They were told very belligerently by the United Nations representatives that that building, that conference, was United Nations sovereign territory. And U.S. law did not apply in that. People, that's happened in my home state, in my capital city, and these people, they read their documents. Just because we don't doesn't mean that they aren't going to leverage it. Now, of course, we know the Constitution is supreme. It's paramount. It's superior to any legislation, any international agreement, anything that happens. And we have Supreme Court decisions. We have the words of the Founding Fathers. We have plain English constitutional words. We have logic, reason, and intelligence. But that doesn't mean that they won't play on our ignorance and say, oh, no, we have all the legal capacity to do all of these things. And when we have idiots, the Utah legislature passed that law about the police officers not having to be citizens. 100%. There was not a dissenting vote.
Well, and now they literally have Chinese police department or police station.
Exactly.
Police department in New York City, ladies and
exactly.
gentlemen. Exactly. I mean, this is the insanity
absurd.
We're going. And, you know, you think, well, that's just whacked out in New York City. No, a similar reality is in Utah, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem. So we're talking about the New York Times even literally calling for foreign intervention in the U.S. elections via the U.N. Now, when they call for that, in my opinion, that's criminalistic. I mean, you can't just call for that kind of stuff. When does it border on treason, Doctor?
Well, it's not bordering on it. It's absolutely the abrogation of every responsibility that anybody that holds office anywhere. I'll be that broad in the net. I mean, stop and think about it. The whole hope of the American Founding Fathers in 1776 was on something that had been signed 128 years earlier, in 1648. No international intervention within our sovereign country. None.
Amen
zero,
to that bottom. Reality check. Now, here's the problem, though. They're starting to make people disappear. I don't know if you read about this Emmy Award-winning ABC News journalist. His name is James Gordon Meek. And James Gordon Meek remains missing after heavily armed FBI agents raided his home and seized his laptop, which they claim contained classified information. But you know what? He's disappeared. They don't know where he is, and he's been gone since April. If that isn't enough for you, Drudge finally cancels WND after 24 years. Well, now the question then, Joseph Farah over at WND asks, hey, is Matt Drudge dead? If not, where is he? Joseph Farah asked the question in WND.com. No one knows where Matt Drudge is. And so you look at that thing and you say, well, wait a minute. Now people are starting to disappear or completely get attacked. Alex Jones got annihilated with a $1 billion, you know, judgment supposedly against him. For what? Expressing his opinion? Other people might have been bad actors, but he's not responsible for the actions of other people. Now they're trying to pin Kanye West, saying, hey, you can't claim George Floyd died from drug overdose, even though that's what one of the expert
witnesses,
coroners or whatever you want to call them, basically testified to. They just said he's up on the night, too. And now they want to sue Kanye West for $250 million, saying you can't say that. We've gone into psycho land. I'm telling you right now. Now there's a lawsuit. Biden illegally withholding the JFK assassination files. They were supposed to be released by law, and Donald Trump wouldn't release them, claiming national security. Now Biden won't release them either. Our government has just absolutely gotten above the people in secret combinations that are not secret anymore. Doctor, they're in your face.
That's right. They're completely in the open for anybody that has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to feel. But we have way gone beyond that. Most of the sheeple, and we've used that term for many decades now, but have become so distracted by the circus and bread and everything else like that that the establishment's offering. And we've become so absolutely ignorant of, that little example of the United Nations Charter, which is basically the Constitution of the United Nations, that basically grants itself authority over us at every step of the way. I mean, we could speak at length. I mean, whether it's this WikiLeaks guy and, Assange. I mean, he's a reporter. He reports things, and now they're trying to hang him. You look at the InfoWars deal where $1 billion is assessed against somebody that has an opinion. You're every step of the way. I mean, I've been censored by YouTube. 1,500 videos dropped off. It's become commonplace for if you have a contradictory perspective. I'll give you another one. Just recently, there was a midshipman, a cadet, if you will, at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, and they were having a kind of an interaction, a skip level kind of thing, where you got to talk to senior officers, and there was 4,000 cadets there. And this kid says, hey, it violates my honor to have to take the COVID shot. Whoa, shut up. You don't want to talk about that. You can't. No, I'll have that conversation with you, but I won't have it in front of 4,000 people. You know what? The leadership has failed. The leadership of the Navy has failed. And you know, it used to be the Navy had a really, really kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, there was this stand tall, take the lashing if you have to, but we're going to do the right thing. And ever since the day Bill Clinton was inaugurated, the military has basically become a bunch of toadies that are politically correct. There's very, very few good leadership anymore. It's just been a bizarre thing. It's been eroded tremendously. Anyway.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now the abortion issue is absolutely a quintessential discussion. Pro-life versus death. We'll talk about it on your radio with Dr. Scott Bradley in seconds. FreedomsRisingSun.com.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian and Ukrainian troops appear to be setting the stage for a major battle over the strategic southern industrial port city of Kherson. That's in a region which Russian President Vladimir Putin has illegally annexed into Russia. Kherson City, a pre-war population of about 284,000 people. Raleigh police believe the shooting rampage that left five dead in North Carolina's capital city last week began when the 15-year-old suspect shot and killed his older brother. That's according to a report released Thursday. Raleigh's police chief provided the report to the city manager. A former gynecologist at UCLA in Southern California was found guilty Thursday of five counts of abusing female patients in a criminal case that came after the university system made nearly $700 million in lawsuit payouts. The Los Angeles jury found Dr. James Heaps not guilty of seven of the 21 counts and were deadlocked on the remaining charges. A recent Monmouth poll, as President Biden is taking his 50th vacation day Friday, only 31% of Americans believe he is paying attention to what matters most as we head into his report card, a.k.a. the midterm elections. GOP Senator John Kennedy on Fox News.
President Biden's policies have tainted, almost defiled, the American dream. Under President Biden's policies, it's harder than ever to get ahead in our country, and it's easier than ever to do nothing.
Elon Musk and Tesla announced that its third quarter profit more than doubled from a year ago. Higher volume of vehicle sales is being attributed. The Austin, Texas electric vehicle and solar panel maker posted a net income of $3.29 billion from July through September. A TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com, for his incredible collegiate series on To Preserve the Nation, along with his weekly webinars and a whole lot more Q&As on the Constitution. Great, great webinars every week and more. Ladies and gentlemen, freedomsrisingsun.com is where you can learn more about that. Now, I want to talk about this latest change from your government. So you know, folks, that the government outlawed abortions at the general government level, right? Okay. The Pentagon now will provide, quote, travel funds and support for troops and their dependents who seek abortions, but are based in states where they are now illegal, according to a new department policy. So the military will also release and increase privacy protections for those seeking abortions or care. The orders issued by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and it outlines the, quote, rights and protections service members and their dependents will have regardless of where they are based, which was a key concern of troops after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, they claim, back in June. Now, access to abortion, they say, has become a central issue in the midterm elections. President Joe Biden promised this week that the first bill he sends to Capitol Hill will literally pay for abortions and fund the costs to go ahead and promote abortions and pay for it with our tax dollars abortions. He also says this, if Democrats win, then what he'll do is he'll send a bill, or he'll send, they call it the first bill he sends to Capitol Hill. Now, I didn't know the president was supposed to send bills to Capitol Hill. I thought any spending bill originated in the House, but I digress. But he says, hey, the bill will be one that writes abortion protections into the law if Democrats control enough seats to pass it. Folks, your government has flat out become a killer on record, Dr. Bradley. Flat out kill the most innocent among us by force of your stolen taxpayers' funding. This is insane.
Well, it's actually treasonable in terms of impeachable. I mean, you know, I know the definition of treason is written very carefully and narrowly in the Constitution, but everyone takes an oath to uphold the Constitution. The president is violating at every rule, and so is the Congress. They have completely abrogated their responsibility. They've taken all of the fetters off, and they're going to run wild and run off the cliff, and they already are, actually. We could take it at point at a time. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 14 says that Congress has power to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. Congress is the one that does that. It's not some idiot wearing stars on his shoulders that's doing these kind of things, like spending money to kill babies before they get born. Now, of course, they kill a lot of babies after they're born, and that's another discussion. But the point of the matter is there's a lot of bills right now in front of both the House and the Senate in regards to canonizing or legalizing, if you want to put it that way, abortion in the United States on a general government level. There's an attempt to make a federal law about it, if you will. There's efforts to fund travel, as you've pointed out, travel and food and housing and everything else that might be associated with going to another state. They have not passed House or the Senate at this point, but we get an idea of the mental depravity of those that hold office when we see these kinds of things, completely beyond the realm of anything authorized in the United States Constitution. And it's here's another little interesting side trip. I mean, the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Clinical Entrances Act, it went into effect in 1994, passed in 93, basically Congress, and this was during the Bill Clinton era, adopted this to allow greater access to abortion clinics. But to get it passed, they had to say they're going to protect also anti-abortion counseling organizations, pro-life counseling organizations. Well, what's happened since Biden has become president is that there's been an egregious enforcement, let's put it that way, to arrest pro-life people that are around clinical entrances to abortion clinics, but there's great acts of violence and imposition on pro-life type clinics, but nobody will take any effect. There aren't any federal officers there protecting those people, and they're just absolutely, it's a one-sided disaster. We live in a society where those that hold office, that hold the reins of government anyway, not everybody, but certainly the vast majority of them, have become at best cowards on principle. They no longer even give lip service to the Constitution. We could talk a little bit. We talked, I think, last time we visited about the executive order that came out October 7th in regards to capturing and spying on Americans. Based on an executive order, a stroke of the pen, law of the land, false statement, but basically,
yeah. Hold on. When a stroke of the pen violates the supreme law of the land, ladies and gentlemen, they need to be impeached. Okay,
no
question.
Because
they're absolutely outside the law, without authority. They're acting as a rogue agent, ladies and gentlemen. And what's supposed to happen is the Congress should be the ones to jealously guard their authority, to call a halt to the con game, to say the jig is up, to tell the tale in the media, to make sure people understand the proper role of the Constitution, to make sure they understand the checks and balances, and most importantly, to rein in that abuse of power, to rein in that criminal activity outside the law, Dr. Bradley. This is what people need to understand. There's no way to sugarcoat this.
There isn't. Here's the issue. The Constitution was not meant to facilitate a smooth and collegial and kind of kumbaya kind of government. It was there, power resisting power. That's really what it is. The Constitution is a document that delegates certain powers, withholds all others, and each department or area is supposed to protect their jurisdiction, if you will. All legislative authority is granted only to the legislature, the House and the Senate. The president has no authority whatsoever. The court has no authority whatsoever. If they overstep it, there are checks and balances that are in place. The legislature can say to the Supreme Court, you ain't got no jurisdiction in this area, unless it's specifically delegated in the Constitution, of course. Marriage, abortion, whatever. You pick any of the things that they're dinking around with nowadays, and you'll find that they're all overstepping their bounds. And nobody's pushing back. The Congress should say, over our dead body.
I'm pushing back hard, ladies and gentlemen, every single day, 6 days a week. Sure. On the Sabbath, I pray and rest, and then I come back at it again. We've been doing this for over 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. Sadly, though, we've just, you know, compared to some, we've got a tiny footprint. Now, it's amazing how, you know, pardon this phrase. I don't mean it to be a violent phrase or whatever. We punch way beyond our weight, though, Doctor.
That's true, and it's really funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's kind of encouraging to me. I do webinars, as you know, every Thursday night, and we publish those videos, and they're on my BitChute channel, Freedom's Call. We're still trying to figure out how to get them on my website embedded like they used to be before YouTube cut my head off. So I do that on Thursday nights. We get them published by midnight usually, and they're out there. Freedom's Call, people can go look at them. We got a couple hundred, probably 250. We do our little radio program a couple times a week and all that kind of stuff. Okay, all that backstory. But what I find absolutely fascinating is some of the really big footprints, you know, in terms of the media that are out there. You know, you talk about having a pretty small footprint in terms of what we'd like to do, but I find it fascinating. Within a day, sometimes two, after some of the things we discuss or I discuss on my webinar.
Oh, yeah, then they start talking about it.
It's like, where did this come from? And what's really interesting, and they'll probably stop now because they're listening.
No, they
won't. They use exactly the same phraseology.
They can't prepare. They can't get the information together, even with their millions and billions of dollars. They can't bring the content to the table. They don't have the wherewithal, the know-how, the experience, the intelligence, the context. They don't have all that, and they can't do it without it, Doctor, because they're not prepared.
Well, Satan is not too creative. I mean, he just has a rote schedule that he uses to destroy us. But the idea that I go, wait, I said that. I said that last night or yesterday, whatever. And somebody says it. But here's the thing that's fascinating to me is some of the major media outlets take and they try and spin it in a destructive way. Like they want to debunk what was said because they really can't let that take root, where they don't want it to bear fruit. But I find it fascinating that exact phraseology is repeated within a day or two of something that we brought up, you or me or maybe on my webinars.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the domestic affairs in the country are not enough to shock you with the pro-death agenda that seems to be on the minds of all Democrats, even Republicans who claim they were pro-life now are backing away from it, backing away from, in my opinion, the whole purpose of government to protect life, liberty, and property. Look, the most innocent among us, if they can't be protected, do you think the rest of us will be? Good luck with that, ladies and gentlemen. God Almighty will punish this nation for our abuses. And when we get a chance to reject pro-death and stand for pro-life, and then the Republicans who claim that's what they were all along betray that, and the Democrats go full out, full bore to promote pro-death, it is disaster, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen to this. They say the Chinese military is catching up to the United States and they could invade Taiwan this year. We've got some serious problems everywhere, doctor. Everything is on right on the cliff. I don't know whether we'll go over economically, whether we'll go over because of war, whether we'll go over because punishments from God, but all things are brought to the brink. I'll tell you that, sir.
Well, there's a lot of people that are, claiming disaster is imminent. If China's going to invade Taiwan this year, they've only got a few more weeks. And I think China really is in the catbird seat right now in so many ways. We have given them most favored nation status. We're giving them all of our money. We're shoveling money. We're pouring money, just boatloads of money into China.
And let's be very clear, we're pouring it straight into the Communist Chinese Party's military as well.
There's no question about that. And so I really do believe they're an absolute threat, but I'm not so sure it's going to happen by December 31st. But here's the deal, that statement that they're catching up with us. No, I think that they're far advanced in many ways. They have hypersonic missiles we have no defenses against. I mean, they could launch hypersonic missiles against a carrier group, for example, and completely either annihilate it, sink it on the spot, or use EMP, electromagnetic pulse technology, to be able to disable much of their capabilities. I mean, everything's solid-state devices nowadays. But Bill Clinton gave submarine propulsion technology to the Chinese communists when he was president, and we could talk at length about that. Every time we go into another unworthy unconstitutional war, and we send in, whether it's our stealth aircraft or we use some of our encrypted technology, we use our codes, whatever, everybody's listening, everybody's watching, whether it's to watch for the signature of one of these stealth aircraft on a radar screen, what kind of signature that gives, or whether it's listening in on our codes, our frequencies. Every single thing. We're wearing out our equipment in unconstitutional wars. We're wearing out our people. Everything I can think of is on a bad curve. You know, it's a downward, destructive spiral in. We used to call it when I was in the service when a plane spiraled in, it augured in. You know, this is where we are right now in our international situations. People all over the world hate our guts. Why? Because we bomb anybody and everybody we want to get our way. We facilitate
surrogate wars. We pick sides. We instill dictators. Yeah. It goes on and on and on. And now it gets worse domestically as well because COVID shots are becoming part of childhood vaccination schedule, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. They're untried. They're untrue. But Ben Armstrong over at the New American had an incredible article and a podcast about this. Headline basically talks about the CDC is willing to play vaccine Russian roulette with our children. That's Ben Armstrong. It's all about the money. Approving the vaccine for children will protect, quote, Big Pharma from lawsuits, and will get they'll get liability protection forevermore. That's why they're willing to poison kids. These are the same people, by the way, who kill babies in the womb for money. This is not new, he says. This is sick. Wow, doctor.
Well, here's the deal. Yesterday, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, zero credibility in America's public health. I mean, there is nothing left. They're a completely captured agency by the industry, by the pharma industry. The incestuous relationship between the both of them is absolutely appalling. You leave a senior position at a pharma company and come over and sit in a seat for a while at CDC, and after a while you go back to the pharma company. Big bucks paid everywhere all along the line. Yesterday, the panel that voted on this voted 15-0. That tells you how completely captured they are. 15-0 with, I mean, completely untested. I mean, well, they might have tested it on 8 rats. I mean, and you say, oh, surely you jest. No, I don't think I'm far off. This coming into the children is completely unnecessary. The effects of these so-called COVID stuffs the vaccine has a much higher propensity or probability of causing problems with children than the disease itself. The disease itself comes and goes. The vaccine comes and stays, and it could be infertility. It could be autoimmune diseases. It could be polio-like response kind of thing with Guillain-Barré disease or Bell's palsy or whatever. These kind of things happen. Heart myocarditis and strokes and pulmonary problems, blood clots. The list goes on and on and on. Hundreds of thousands of injuries, mostly from adults, because they're pushing it now down to the children. This is diabolical. We don't know what the next generation will have. Will there be any fertility? Will little girls be able to have babies when they grow up? We don't know. We just don't know. And here's the deal. Now, some people I have a lot of respect for, their capabilities and knowledge and everything like that, are saying that this is being driven into the children's ranks and the childhood vaccine schedule solely and only to give it, first of all, the billion-dollar market that it'll have, because if every kid has to get it, the states will have to decide whether or not they're going to put it on their vaccine schedule. But most just reflect the CDC recommendation. So the billions of dollars more into the coffers of pharma. But in addition to that, it basically canonizes it and gives it, according to some people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whom I have a great deal of respect for in his effort to expose the nefarious plan, him and many others believe that when it gets on the childhood vaccine schedule, that basically says they're protected forever against any lawsuits for damage done. See, right now they're protected by the emergency use authorization. They say, no, we're going to cover it, national government. They can come in, jab everybody, billions and billions and billions and billions of profit. But when that expires, they could be exposed, but they found a loophole in it that says, oh, no, we put it on the childhood vaccine schedule. Ha! We've got it snookered. We can go forward and not have any liability in the future for this. It's protected by that stupid idiot law that needs to be repealed that was signed into power when Reagan was in office in 1986. Remove it. Get rid of it. In America, we believe people should stand for their own sins, if you will. And they believed that in the American Founding Fathers, what they said in the Declaration about the King, what they wrote in the Constitution, what our jurisprudence has always said, you don't get a pass. If you do something stupid or illegal, you can be brought to task. And we just have quit doing that. Everybody is locking down the every avenue that could be pursued. And we are going to, there's going to be a whirlwind with this CDC ruling. I fear, I don't know when the wrath of God will be turned loose, but I can't imagine him looking on his little children as they're imposed upon by this illegal, unconstitutional, unjustified, unscientific. You can take any opposing position you want and be fully justified in it. I just can't hardly believe. I don't know how soon we will have the wrath of God, but it just seems like it's got to be approaching. Whether it's
well, and Senator Rand Paul just emailed out and said this to make your point, Dr. Bradley. He says this: our government has decided that they've got unlimited power as long as they declare an emergency. Now we're in a quote permanent state of emergency. Joe Biden just extended his, quote, emergency powers for the COVID-19 pandemic that he himself claims is over. But they won't let go of power over it, doctor.
He keeps getting it, even though he's double vaxxed and double boosted, and it keeps nailing his feet to the floor. The thing doesn't work. It never was tested for efficacy and safety. And that testimony that was given before the European Parliament here a week ago, the Pfizer exec is saying, no, we didn't really have time to check it for that. What idiots, what buffoons. And they're not letting up. This is not going to go away because, I mean, most Americans have said, we're done with this. We're over this. But no, the official storyline is going to continue to be.
But let me explain this, though. Congress needs to impeach Joe. He doesn't have any right to declare and extend emergency powers forever. That's not within his jurisdiction or purview.
Or ever. It's never his power.
If there's a catastrophe for a few minutes, he has the ability to say, I got to unilaterally act. Now let's get Congress in the mix. And I mean, there is a check and balance, and there is something to it if there really is a true emergency. It's rare. It's limited. But, see, we've literally been in an Emergency Powers Act our whole lives, doctor.
Well, at every turn. And if they could do this for whatever choice they've done now, what about, we've got an epidemic of firearms deaths. We've got to do this. We've got to declare an emergency. Let's collect them all. I mean, the Wicked Witch of the South Pacific has been doing this in New Zealand for so long. And the Wicked Witch of, I guess I better not start naming governors. And the Wicked Warlock, I guess we could say, when you bring the governors of Utah and everything in. Whatever. Everybody thinks that, panic sets in. Look, during the era of the Founding Fathers, they had malaria, they had smallpox, they had the dengue fever. I mean, there were yellow fever, whatever. These kinds of things happen. It doesn't mean we suspend religious liberty. We don't suspend the freedom of speech. We don't put everybody in violation of habeas corpus. We don't lock everybody down and say, okay, everybody, we know we haven't had any review by courts or any justice at all on this thing, but we're going to say you all got to be locked in your little home while we sort this through. No, there isn't any authority to do that. And if you say, maybe they could impose, something like, something about habeas corpus being suspended. That's what happened is they suspended habeas corpus by locking us all down without any hearing. No. And by the way, that is a legislative authority for a short period of time, not the president. That was Lincoln usurped that in 1863, and they've kept it ever since. But no, that's none of that's constitutional. We've got
there. You have
up.
It, ladies and gentlemen. You want to learn more, Dr. Scott Bradley's webinars, his collegiate series, all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Freedom's Call is another keywords you can look up and check that out. Hour one on the can, hour two coming up for Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally. That's the only time we believe in liberalism, is when you donate so we can carry our message forward. It is about God, family, and country. It is about the supreme law of the land and our fidelity to it. God save the Republic.